JBQ. KK4JBQ. LZI. KK4JBQ. Tell me if this radio is working. KK4JBQ.
Ma'am, this is KC4PLT.
PLT. Well, I thought it was, but I had to have that confirmed. I missed the net that went on tonight. Were you there for the net tonight?
I did check in there a little, man. A little bit earlier when it was going on. I was probably a little bit late, too, but I did make it in there okay. But, yeah, it's sounding good. You're full quiet, and I ain't got no problems hearing you at all.
No, we just got... Well, I just got the shack back in order, and we just got the house put back together. We got power about 5:30 or so this afternoon. And, you know, there's a lot of things to put back together. Once you can do it in the daylight, or I should say in the house lights. Been walking around in the dark for a few days. Anyhow, as far as that goes, how are you and your family doing?
I'm actually blessed to know that we didn't lose our power completely. It went off a couple times, and then the third time it went off and stayed about 30 seconds. It come on, and I thought when it done that, we was out of it for sure. But believe it or not, we was blessed. We got to keep our power. But there's some of my other ones up in South Carolina, they lost some of their powers, and one of them just came on earlier today. So I'm proud to hear that you and all of these are getting your power back. Maybe we'll get this all back to being normal soon. I hope my heart goes out for them in North Carolina, because I know that's bad what's happened up there.
All kind of watched the progress of the storm and left here. Well, it was going to die, you know, and I'm not trying to be funny here. I think the storm knew it was going to die, and it just spent its last bit of energy tearing North Carolina all to pieces. And there's some things about their typography up there. And all of those beautiful lakes that made it even worse, you know, going forward. There was a tremendous amount of damage, but then a lot of water fell when that thing stalled out. A lot of water fell. And then now they're dealing with dams that are, showing their age, I'll just put it that way. There's some that should have been replaced a long time ago, and that are going to have to be replaced now. KK4JBQ.
JLT. Yeah, my heart really goes out for them up there, because I know that's bad. Some of them's lost their life, unfortunately, there too. And there was also a tree that fell on a woman in our house in South Carolina as well that killed her. But there's a lot of my heart goes out for all them people. It's really sad. And a lot of them hadn't even really been accounted for yet.
What? I don't think we've exchanged first names. My name is Larry. You can come back with yours if you will. But I just wanted to say that I know that we are made. We didn't make ourselves. And the creator of everything looks out for everybody. And even the worst possible things that we think can happen to us. Well, I don't know why they happen, to tell you the truth. But one of the best things we can do is band together and offer one another comfort and assurance that we're stronger when we're together. And like somebody said once, that's all I got to say about that.
I'm here as Richard, by the way, and I'm actually down here in Pendergrass, Georgia. There's some of them down towards Valdosta, close to Florida that way. They really got slammed pretty hard down there. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying there. And right now is the time when people really need to come together and kind of help each other, you know, in this time of need, you know, like that. But it's been a sure enough something else right there, how quick that come and how quick it done all that. It's just unreal sometimes.
Second that, for sure. those of us who were looking out our windows or wherever you might have been, you didn't see the severity, not in the beginning of it. It was just another storm, but then it kept going and getting stronger. And then it tore up a few places, and the things, falling trees, as you mentioned, the unfortunate woman that lost her life when it fell on her house, trees were probably the greatest, well, maybe standing right alongside of the unfortunate electrical problems. Not just that we lost power, but that power remained on the lines. Some terrible things can happen. You can go out and not notice. I understand that one of the, this is why this comes to mind, one of the commercial radio personalities almost lost his life because he wanted to get out of his home place. He had places to go, things to do. So he got out his chainsaw. He was going to cut this tree that was lying in his way to get where he wanted to go. And somebody just happened to holler out, "There's a live wire in there, in the tree." So it took down the wires. It was still powered. Had he run his chainsaw through, he very well could have electrocuted himself right there. A lot of stories have come out. A lot of pain has been shared on the airwaves, commercial airwaves, and our frequencies too. The experience of this for each and every one of us is going to last the rest of our lifetime. I'm quite certain it's just that big a thing. Well, Richard, I appreciate you coming back. I don't want to hold you up. I thank you for chatting with me for a little bit. It's a pleasure. I'm in Brier, South Carolina. And you go on forward into your next day, and I hope it's a good one for you. This is KK4JBQ.
You too, Larry. I hope you have a blessed day's coming there and everything goes well for you and your family as well. And thanks for the QSO, and maybe y'all again, I'll catch you down the line again soon here. KC4PLT, and I'll be clear for now in 70 degrees.
KC4JBQ, clear frequency.
S10 for EDW. Oh.